To be sick in spirit is far worse than to be sick in body. Job may have been sick in body, but his three friends were sick in spirit. My friend, you can be sick in body and still make it to heaven. You can have cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and still make it to heaven. But if you're healthy in body and there's sin in your heart, then you will by no means make it to heaven in the presence of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are dealing with the story of the man that was by the pool of Bethesda, John chapter 5. Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he goes to the pool of Bethesda. Well, who were there at the pool of Bethesda? Well, verse 3 says, "In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water." And Jesus notices a man there. And Jesus goes to them and he asks him this question, "Do you want to be made well?" The man says, "Well, sir, I have nobody to put me into the water when it is stirred, but somebody else steps in before him." But then Jesus said this, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately, I like the way the Bible puts it, immediately the man was made well. In other words, he was healed, took up his bed and walked. The power of God touched him. And the same power of God that touched him can also touch us and change us. Jesus is in a life-changing business. This man would never be the same. But my friend, I want you to understand something here, that even though Jesus heals, I believe the greatest miracle isn't necessarily healing. Now, some may disagree with me on this, but healing is not the greatest miracle, because none of the miracles that Jesus did saved a person. And just because a person witnesses a miracle doesn't mean that they will believe. And the truth is, if Jesus does heal you of an infirmity, if Jesus tarries, then you'll die of something one day. So the greatest miracle is not necessarily healing. You see, Bartimaeus, who was healed, he was once blind, but he was healed, eventually passed away. Naaman, who was healed of leprosy, eventually went on to be with the Lord. Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, eventually went to heaven. Job eventually passed away. The woman with an issue of blood who was healed eventually went on to be with Jesus. You see, my beloved, the greatest miracle is this. It's when a person realizes that they're not okay. It's getting them to see that they're in need of help. It's getting them to recognize that they're a sinner and that they need God. The greatest miracle is when a hardened heart humbles itself to a living God. It's when a sinner repents of his sin and accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior. That's the greatest miracle of all. It's called regeneration. It's a changed heart. See, we need the Spirit of God in our hearts and lives like never before. We need a spiritual renewal and awakening like never before. The church is devoted to activity, but it's not devoted to spirituality. Oh, God help us. The problem is we don't see ourselves like this sick man, but that's our condition without God. Who were those by the pool of Bethesda? Well, the Bible said that they were the blind and the lame and the sick, but that's what we are without God. That's our spiritual condition when left to ourselves, but that's who Jesus came to set free. My friend, to be sick in spirit is far worse than to be sick in body. Job may have been sick in body, but his three friends were sick in spirit. You can be sick in body and still make it to heaven. You can have cancer and make it to heaven. You can have diabetes and still make it to heaven. You can have heart disease and still make it to heaven. But if you're healthy in body and have sin in your heart, then you'll by no means make it to heaven. My friend, to be sick in spirit is far worse than to be sick in body. I pray right now that you might be healthy in spirit. You may be sick in body, but I want you to know that if you're saved, you are going to heaven.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.